I'll just say my topic. God's perfect plan. I wanted to kind of touch on the subject of what today is, of resurrection, the plan of redemption, what it is, about a God's plan. We all thank Jesus for what he did. Amen. It's because of his yes. It's because of his obedience. We now where we are. It's all Jesus. But for me, as I was getting closer to God, I would say closer to Jesus. I was discovering who Jesus was. Very interesting that Jesus was also leading me to the Father. I was shocked. Like, Jesus, I am coming to you. I am learning about you. What are you doing? And he was leading me to the Father, like gently, gently, because I know a lot of us have father issues. And for a lot of us, it's hard to approach the Father, our Heavenly Father. It's hard to kind of open up to him. And that's how it was for me. It was always this wall between me and the Father. And I was like deathly afraid of him, deathly, because of fear and religion. That was always that was saying that no one can see the face of God, that God is unapproachable. Because I thought that, you know, in order to see the Father, to approach the Father, there's Jesus. And only like through Jesus, you can like peek through to see his face a little bit, to get a glimpse of him. And when I had this one time, this experience in the room, I was worshiping, I was praying, I was reading the Bible. And Holy Spirit started like nudging me. It was like, open your heart to the Heavenly Father. Open your heart. I'm like, I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't see his face. I will like break it up a little bit in this, in my sermon. So I'm sitting in my room and worshiping. And then this insane, I know that the Holy Spirit allowed me to experience the heart of the Father. You know, like, it's so interestingly that when Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, and Jesus always leads us to the Father. And I believe it's like a spiritual growth and maturing that the body of Christ is going through. We are stepping, like we are approaching Jesus through the cross, the redemption, the love, everything. But Jesus, what he did when he was on this earth, he was revealing the heart of the Father. He was revealing the plan of the Father. The key, the Father's kingdom. It was because I was like, wow, Jesus, you're just like, it's not because Holy Spirit always reveals Jesus. So interesting, like when we worship, like if you ever notice, like when you worship the Holy Spirit, just like you exalt him, immediately start singing to Jesus. Like immediately. And when you start singing to Jesus, you start to experience the Father's heart. And I started noticing, like paying attention to that. Like, what is this? What is going on? I want to just, and so when I allowed the Holy Spirit and I listened to Jesus, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna allow. And what happened? It was crazy. I could not believe what was happening in the room. I was wailing. I was crying. I was weeping and repenting because everything, what Jesus did, it was all the Father. It was all our Heavenly Father. And I know I knew this. I knew that, but I never had that aha moment, because only in the presence of God, in the presence when you just surrender and you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to reveal to you, really the plan of God. It was like everything was God. All of this was God. All of this was His plan. And I know I knew that. I was a Christian since I was little. I was born in a Christian home. My dad was a choir director. I was in church basically since I was in diapers. But I was afraid of God. I was afraid of Him. So, what is God's plan? Some say God's plan is to save mankind from damnation. Some say to judge because God is the great judge. He's waiting until all things come to an end, and so He would judge the earth and people in it. Most of us came from religious background. We were taught that, we were all led to believe that God the Father was the mean, strict dad, and Jesus was the mediator who said, I will go and die so you won't kill him. A lot of us in the, that's what I thought. And I always like, Jesus was the mediator. Jesus was the intercessor, which He is. But the lie is that God is a mean God, that He's a Zeus with a spear waiting always to strike if we did something that we shouldn't do. And that lie kept me in fear for a long, long time. I would worship Jesus, but when a time came to allow my spirit, myself, to open up to the Father, I was like, I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. And forget it. But the Holy Spirit and Jesus were always, because it's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's the, I would say, the whole, that is the wholeness of experience of the fullness of God. We can't just only experience Holy Spirit. Some people just only focus on the Holy Spirit. But that's great. But Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, of His nature, who He is, so we can experience and just love on Him and worship Him. And Jesus would always lead us. And what He does, He leads us to the Father. Come meet my Father. Come and experience Him. But what religion does, what you cannot approach the Father. He is unapproachable. He is so holy that if you approach Him, you will die. Yes, He's holy. Yes, He is. But through Jesus, we are made holy. He sent His Son to redeem us, to make us holy as He is holy. You guys, it's a simple truth. I know we know that. But when this truth hits you, when the realization is that we are one with Him because of Jesus, that all of this plan, what is God's plan? When God created Adam and Eve, why did He create them? What was the purpose of their creation? He didn't need slaves. He didn't need workers. When He created them, what did He do? He came, He fellowshipped. God, not Jesus, God Himself, the God of Yahweh, came into the garden, fellowship with people, with humans, with Adam and Eve. Fellowshipped. To me, that, like, I've always known this. I've read this a million, like, thousands of times. I understood. But when I got that, wow, God, You are Yahweh, the living breath, came into the garden and fellowshipped with Adam and Eve. Means, why can't I? What's holding me back from having a relationship with You? To come and sit at Your feet. It's the lie that you are not worthy enough, that you are not holy enough, that He is so up there and you are so down here, such a great gap that it's God is unapproachable. That it's the lie. what blew my mind, that when I realized that God of all creation, the omnipotent one, desired to create people because he desired a family. He desired fellowship. Why? I was asking this God, I'm like, God, you have angels, you have all of heaven worshiping you. Why did you need us? Why? And the Holy Spirit began turning my attention to how God calls us. He calls us sons and daughters. He calls us sons and daughters. I'm leading you somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. He calls us sons and daughters. It means that we are family. If you have, those who have kids, how do they approach you? Do they wait a certain time? Do they have to be holy? They have to be clean in order to approach you? If they live in your house, they have full access. They have complete full access to you. I have three kids. Well, two now. Soon one. One and a half. But when I had all three living in our house, listen, they run to me usually when they're the most dirty. Mom, I need cleansing. I am dirty. They don't hide. Well, sometimes they did if they were really dirty. It's just, I've started, like, the Holy Spirit started just like in this situation showing to me, like, God was like, listen, I've sent my only son. You guys, we all know this, but that's the craziest thing. We know this, but we still allow the lie of the enemy to keep us away, to keep us away from our Father. It was him that sent his only son, so we would be with him, in him, completely, fully. He is holy. He is on the throne, but he is inviting us through Jesus Christ to sit with and be with him, to behold him. And you know what? For me, I will share this, that before I completely understood that revelation, when I allowed the Holy Spirit to reveal the Father to me, and I said, and I accepted the fullness of who God is, I tell you this, what relationship with the Father does to us, you guys? Rejection is completely gone. You know what happens when we, for those who have amazing fathers, I've noticed that the girls, usually they're like princesses. They're amazing. They know who they are. They strut. They just, you know. But for those of us that didn't have the best example of the Father, it's hard to imagine who our Heavenly Father is. It's hard to allow the Holy Spirit for us to experience His heart. I remember in that room, it was so hard for me. It was so hard because I had a tough relationship with my dad. It was very cold. He was very distant, would punish me real good. We're good now. My dad and I were just really best friends right now. But before that, and I remember sobbing. I'm like, God, please reveal your heart to me because I don't know who the real Father is. I know Jesus. He died for me. But who are you? And immediately, you guys, this rush of love that I just cannot express. I've never experienced that ever, ever in my life. That completely transformed my life. I, since that day, since that moment, I remember sitting on my bed in my room, crying my eyes out, wailing, literally like sobbing my heart out. I came out of that experience completely healed, completely restored. Since then, I don't have any rejection. And you know how I know? Because sometimes you would say, I don't have rejection. But then, you know, like when friends betray you, life happens and all of that, you feel this void sometimes. You're like, oh, I feel alone. I feel lonely. When you allow, this is what the Father does. Like, this is what Jesus draws us to Him. Because when we experience, when we know how much we are loved, when we know how good our Father is, you guys, nothing, nothing will break you. Nothing will shake you, like this core of who you are and who you belong to. Nothing change. Nothing will shift it. Nothing will break that. Absolutely. You know that you know that you know whose you are. That you are not afraid of any attacks. Anything that happens to you, you know that you are loved and you are covered. He's going to take care of you. You don't worry about anything. You have peace, anxiety gone completely. When you allow God the Father consume and just if you allow Him. And I remember sitting in my room and God, I was like, really, really, really wanted to sit on His lap. And then the spirit of religion, you can't. God is holy. What do you think you are? He is holy. He is omnipotent. Now, okay, he's going to allow you see to, you know, sit on His lap. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. It's okay. And then again, and so I'm like, but I want to. What if? Like, God. And in that moment, I saw myself as a little girl because I sat in my dad's lap, but very little, maybe when I was very little that I don't remember. But when he allowed me, like I allow myself, he wants us to be those, you know, children that just not asking for permission, just go. Just go. That's how my kids were. It's like, I'm just sitting, reading something. My daughter comes, like jumps on my lap. It's just like, hello. You wanted me or not, here I am. That's how we should be with our Heavenly Father. This is exact relationship that He was longing for. This is why He created us, so we would do that. So we would love Him and He would love us and we would experience this amazing love of what He has for us. 2 Corinthians 6:18. I will be a true father to you and you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty. Another verse. Ephesians 5:1. Be imitators of God in everything you do, so then you will represent your Father as His beloved sons and daughters. Again, sons and daughters, not slaves, not workers. Sons and daughters. Hebrew 2:11. Jesus, the only one, makes us holy. And as sons and daughters, we are belong to the same Father. If Jesus makes us holy, our God is holy, then we are one. We can approach the throne. We can behold the Father. We can see His heart. We can see His plans. We can know His heart. So He is not ashamed or embarrassed to introduce us as brothers and sisters. I'm so, like, when I was reading, I'm like, what? He is proud of us. Our Jesus is proud of us. He is proudly showing us, like, His brothers and sisters. Like, you know, it's wonderful. It's amazing. Like, when you read this, when you get it, I'm like, whoa. It is so amazing. Like, we can approach the throne of God. God wouldn't just give his only son to come to earth to bear great suffering and die for nobodies. Please know that. If the enemy will say something to you that you are not worthy, that you have to still do something to earn God's love, to earn, to come and to earn his heart, you know, through Jesus, Jesus didn't suffer for nobodies. Because we are his sons and his daughters. He's our older brother that came. He said yes to show us, to, I would say, reunite us with the Father. He came to take us back, his sons and daughters, through the blood of his Jesus, back to himself. A person, I will say this. What is redemption? It means the debt is paid. That needed to happen in order, because of Adam and Eve, what they did, they fell away and there was this gap and separation. That's why Jesus, I'm sure God, Jesus, they're all together planning this great plan of redemption. It means all debt is paid. Salvation is an individual application of redemption. It's where we acknowledge and accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter if you were born in a Christian home, you still have to let him into your heart and submit to him. If you, at encounters, we always say this, standing in the garage doesn't make you a car. Just being born in a Christian home doesn't make you a Christian. You have to allow Christ into your heart. So today also we will do this prayer. If you haven't allowed him into your heart, it's a great opportunity to allow Jesus into your life and become part of the family of God, and to have an access into the throne, into the Father's heart, where healing is, where redemption and peace, everything is in the Father. Jesus paid the price for all sin. There is nothing on earth that can separate us from the love of our Father. We are redeemed through the blood of Jesus. It's amazing. As soon as we begin to experience the love of the Father, we start to understand his plan for us all. We start to transform as soon as we experience the love. As I said, I used to be afraid of God with not good kind of fear. It was a bad fear. I would always hide behind Jesus. And everything changed when I allowed God to come and allowed him. God loves us, and I know if he allows us to experience the fullness, we'll die for sure in these bodies. But he allowed me enough of himself to experience that completely transformed my life. And I wish this for everyone, you guys, for all of you to experience the Father's heart, his love, because God is love. He is love. And I remember in that room, I was repenting, asking for forgiveness, for believing a lie. The spirit of repenting, I'm like, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. You didn't know. And the reality of the cross is the true love of our Heavenly Father towards us through his Son, Jesus. It's the Father's love. As we say, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God loved the world. It's like, whoa, like God, yes, Jesus did too. But God, you loved the world so much you and Jesus made a plan, sat, and I'm still like in awe of Jesus. I'm like, wow, such an obedience, such obedience, such love. As I was revisiting the, you know, I was watching this podcast this weekend. They were talking about the suffering of Jesus and the resurrection, like historically what he went through. I'm like, whoa. Jesus, the Son of God, stepped down to earth. This is like what the love did. This is what the love did. They were saying, and I'm sure most of you know, that Jesus died of a broken heart. He died because his heart, he had a heart attack. That's why he died. And that's when he cried out, Father, why have you forsaken? Because at that moment, the weight of sin, everything was upon his shoulders. God couldn't look. And that's why Jesus died. It's just the love that, because they were saying that even like David was prophesying his death and how it's going to happen, everything. And when he was hanging on the cross, gasping for air, rubbing up against his bloodied back on the cross to get air in his lungs and then go back to exhale, I'm like, Jesus, you did this. You said yes, so we would be one with the Father. And how can we reject the Father? How can we allow the enemy, the lie, to scream louder than the truth? But he is patient. He is patient. What the devil does through religion and fear, he separates us from our Father, making us believe that God is always angry. You dare not disappoint him. He is so holy, and we are not worthy of him, not even looking at him. That's why a lot of most Christians, the discussion of the topic of Heavenly Father is we don't hear about that, a lot about it. We don't. And we should. He is holy, but because of Jesus, we are made holy and righteous, so we can look upon him and be one with him. One in nature, one in likeness and everything. Yes, he created angels and the elders, everything, but he delights in his children. He died for his children. He wants to, his plan is to redeem, take us back, to make us one with him. I want to read the Ephesians 1. I love this. I love Ephesians. It's just so awesome. Every time I read, I'm like, oh, in my mind, I love it. So Ephesians 4 through 9. This is basically what my message is about. When I'm going to read this, you probably like, I might even end on that. And in love, he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence. I love this. I love this. That's how God sees us, through Jesus. We don't have any stains, any blemishes. That is why we can approach the Father. That is why. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus. It was always his plan, always his desire the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace for the same love he has for the beloved Jesus he has for us. He has for us. And his unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. It's him and Jesus together working to bring us back. Allow yourself to enter into the Father's heart, to enter, like your relationship with him will change. You will see yourself differently because you will see yourself as God sees you. And the way we see ourselves, I'm sorry. Like this. I'm on the mountain. I'm awesome. I'm great. I'm in the valley. I'm nobody. But when you allow God to enter into, and when you allow yourself to enter, like, no, that's it. No, doesn't matter. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to separate us. Just be in the valley for the rest of your life. No, we are made to live on the mountaintops where God is. Since we are now joined, verse 7, since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of cascading riches of his grace. Total cancellation, completely, fully canceled. His blood, his redemption killed it. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. Verse 9, and through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desires to us, the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. From the very beginning of time. His long-range plan. What is the plan? To adopt us, all of us, his creation into himself. Not to separate us, to adopt us, to make us one with him, to make complete family. We are his, like to say, I am his child. I am his son and his daughter. For girls, I am a daughter. We're all sons. Yes, it's a title. It's like, yeah, but we're also daughters. We're like, you know, daughters. Soft, kind, you know, girls. The further and deeper we go into Christ, the more we start seeing our Heavenly Father and his perfect plan and will for us. Confusion, anxiety, and fear of the future will completely disappear. And I will end with this. Jesus, during his time on earth, was revealing his father's heart and plan. And Holy Spirit reveals Jesus, and Jesus reveals the Father. This is the plan, you guys. This is the God's long-range plan to unite us with himself, to reveal us his heart. So nothing, and I know nothing can separate us from him. But when we allow him, allow for ourselves to know him, for him to reveal himself to us, your prayers will change, your posture will change, the way you interact with yourself will change completely, because you know whose you are, who you belong to, how much you are loved, how much you are seen, especially for those that didn't have great fathers. Especially for those. And there's a lot of us. And that's what the enemy's target is, just completely ignore, completely. But when we ignore that, we ignore the fullness. We ignore the fullness of who God is. He is, yes, he's got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it's not just the first two, it's whole three, everything, togetherness, knowing who God is. Amen. Amen. Let's rise. If is anyone here that hasn't given his life, their life to Jesus, who wants to give his life to God? If you're that person, you can raise your hand. If everybody's here saved, that's amazing. But if you feel you want to know the Father's heart, the fullness of his love, also you can raise your hands if you haven't experienced the fullness of Father's love. I ask the Holy Spirit, please reveal to each and every one of them the fullness of God, the fullness of his love, the fullness of his plan, that everything came from you. Everything came from you. You were the start of it all. You created us because you loved us. You desired a family. You desired fellowship. You didn't create us to serve and to slave. You desired a family. You desired relationship. You don't need nothing from us. You don't need anything from us. You just need us, our attention, our hearts, and that's it. And we give it all to you. We give this to you. And Jesus, we just want to honor your sacrifice today. We want to honor your love. We want to honor your yes. There is no one like you. So obedient, so lovely, so kind. In your suffering, you were crying out, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Constantly, he was saying that, Jesus, we honor you. We honor you. We love you. Our Savior, thank you for your yes. Thank you for your yes. Thank you also, Father, for your love, for giving us your Son. Thank you. Thank you. I know in time we will know the reality, the fullness of who you are and fullness of your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved. It is so amazing what you did. That's why you honor obedience above all else. That's why you honor obedience above all else. Because of your obedience. Because of your obedience, we are here. Because of your obedience, we are here. We get to experience the love of the Father. You build a bridge. You made an access. You tore down the veil. No more separation. No more separation. No more separation. We have a complete and open access to the throne room of God, to the throne room of heaven, to the Father's heart. No more separation, you guys. No more separation. No more divide. The veil is torn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our beloved one. Amen. Amen, amen. Give Jesus a shout of praise once again. He is wonderful. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, our Father. Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful plan for us. Amen, amen, amen. Bless you guys. Love you.